Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, December 9th. Coming up, cotton seeds could help reduce hunger and add new revenue for farmers. One researcher has been working for decades to make edible seeds a reality. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. An Urbana native is now the interim leader of his hometown fire department. Last night, the city council appointed Tal Prendergast as its interim fire chief. He graduated from Urbana High School and the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Prendergast served 17 years with the Urbana Fire Department. He also served with Danville Fire and the University of Illinois Fire Service Institute. Former chief Kent DeMond Dade resigned from his position in October. A fire destroyed a storage facility at an agricultural company in Wapella, about 42 miles northeast of Champaign-Urbana yesterday morning. DeWitt County Sheriff Mike Walker said no one was hurt in the fire at Evergreen FS along Highway 51. Although the company provides fertilizer, Walker says the building destroyed housed seed corn and a fertilizer spreader. Heavy plumes of black smoke were seen from miles around, causing traffic disruptions. Again, no one was hurt in the fire, which took multiple fire departments to extinguish. The state fire marshal is investigating the cause. The Illinois Department of Public Health says it will continue to recommend the hepatitis B vaccine for all newborns. This comes after a federal vaccine advisory committee voted on Friday to end the long-standing recommendation that all U.S. babies get the vaccine the day they're born. Dr. David Wynn specializes in infectious diseases at Rush Medical College. Wynn says he's pleased Governor J.B. Pritzker's administration is taking action.
I'm glad he and other governors around the country, other governments around the country are taking those measures because they do understand that this is a serious issue, not just with hepatitis B, but vaccines in general.
Hepatitis B is a serious liver infection that, for some, especially infants and children, can lead to liver failure and liver cancer. Illinois pork producers are donating over 100,000 pounds of ground pork to food banks across the state. Funding for the annual push is made possible by the Illinois Farm to Food Bank program. It's a state initiative that connects farmers with food banks to provide fresh, local food to those in need. IPPA is working with Feeding Illinois and members of the Illinois Corn Growers Association, Illinois Meat Processors Association, and the Illinois Soybean Association checkoff programs to make the distributions. Ground pork will be delivered to 8 food banks across the state, including the Eastern Illinois Food Bank in Urbana. Still to come, cotton seeds could help reduce hunger and add new revenue for farmers. One researcher has been working for decades to make edible seeds a reality. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for mostly cloudy skies with a high of 40 degrees, with a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy and blustery with light rain and a low of 34 degrees, south wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and windy with a chance of snow showers and a high of 38 degrees, northwest wind 20 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 45 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 21 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour, and for Thursday, mostly cloudy with a high of 29 degrees with a west wind 5 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, the issue of abortion is often framed in religious terms, usually by people opposed to the procedure. But Illinois philosopher Peter Wenz says there are religious arguments in favor. His book is called Abortion Rights as the Free Exercise of Religion. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Lots of people eat pumpkin seeds and sunflower seeds. Cotton seeds, not so much. Turns out they're packed with protein, and one researcher has worked for decades on how to make them edible. Harvest Public Media's Michael Marks reports.
If you look at a cotton seed, you'll see that it's covered in little black dots. And for 30 years, Kirti Rathor has been trying to make those dots disappear. It took him about a decade to publish his first study, but he kept going.
most other scientists would have moved on to something else.
Rathor is a professor of soil and crop sciences at Texas A&M University. He specializes in genetic modification. The black dots are traces of gossypol, a toxin that makes cottonseed inedible for most animals.
And the plant actually needs this toxin because this toxin provides some resistance to insects and some diseases.
But reducing gossypol in seeds could revolutionize the cotton business. Farmers and processors could make more money off their crop by selling an inexpensive protein source for chicken, fish, and maybe even people.
And if you could utilize that protein directly for human nutrition, you could meet the basic protein requirements of 500 million people. That's a lot of protein.
In his office, Rathor lays out normal cotton seeds as well as some he's modified.
The gossypol levels have gone down.
You can tell they're just so much whiter. They don't have those little black flecks.
As for what they taste like, these raw seeds are a bit like chickpeas.
It has a pretty mild taste. They kind of stick to your teeth a little bit.
Yeah.
Rathor uses a technique called gene silencing, which mostly mutes a gene that helps produce the toxin in the seed. On a large scale, this could be a new moneymaker for cotton growers who have watched U.S. cotton demand drop for 20 years.
The cotton industry has always been incredibly excited about the potential of getting rid of gossypol.
That's Tom Wiedegartner, a now retired research and marketing director for Cotton Incorporated, an industry group which financed Rathor's research.
Everybody's like, it's a no-brainer. It's just a no-brainer. I mean, why in the world wouldn't we be growing cotton with a more valuable and an edible seed that's in it?
The gossypol level in most cotton seed is about 10,000 parts per million. Rathor's goal was to get it down to 450, which the Food and Drug Administration says is a safe level for human consumption. He got there, but some cotton scientists say it would be hard to maintain that level in commercial cotton. Mike Dowd is a former USDA research scientist who specialized in measuring gossypol. Around 2018, he measured the levels in seeds Rathor was testing.
And so the samples come to me. I think there were 20 or 25 samples from individual plants, and every one of them came out 10 times higher than what Curdy says they are.
Different kinds of cotton naturally have different levels of gossypol. The weather can also affect how much of the toxin is in the plant. But food products, even for livestock feed, have to be consistent, Dowd says.
Man, Lord help you if you say this stuff is 100 to 150 and you give it to a food company and they come out and decide that it's 1,000. That kills it. It's done.
Rathor, the Texas A&M researcher, and Cotton Incorporated have tried to give it to a food company. Lots of them. For years, they met with major seed distributors like Bayer, but large parts of the globe won't take any genetically modified foods. And in countries that would accept them, the seeds would undergo a long, expensive regulatory review. According to Wiedegartner, the companies can't see how they would profit.
It was hard for them to justify all the millions of dollars that they would have to invest.
Now Rathor is trying a new strategy, giving the seeds to developing countries with no strings attached.
My hope is that once they see the benefit, once they see that, yes, farmers are growing it and they're benefiting from it, I think we should do the same thing here in the U.S.
The first country is lined up. Officials in Uzbekistan are ready to start growing Rathor's seeds as soon as possible. I'm Michael Marks, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Michael Marks, Reginald Hardwick, Haley Blomquist, and Todd Gleason. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.